You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Honey, we're officially 100 episodes in.
Wow, that's so incredible.
Yeah, I mean, we've actually done close to 350 episodes, but we actually have 100 full episodes.
On Tuesdays.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so cool. Thank you guys for listening so much.
What a journey it's been. We've been through a lot of stuff in this last couple of years.
Right, which is why we're taking a little bit of a break right now.
Just a little one, because we got to get together for season 11.
Yeah, which premieres at the end of the month.
And it's going to be good.
We wanted to re-release some of our favorite episodes that deal with some of the topical issues we're looking at right now. You know, September is Recovery Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. It's Hispanic Heritage Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, we're talking about race in the classroom right now, and mm-hmm. people are still talking about parental alienation. So we wanted to bring you the episodes that deal with those topics. So that's what you're going to hear from us during the break.
Thank you. And we appreciate you guys so much. Enjoy the break.
Yep. Enjoy.
Hi, honey.
Hey, hon. So I want to talk about Valen Turner for a moment because, okay, first of all, we had her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
No, first we
first
actually,
we did
a spoken word piece by her. Yeah, we played a spoken word piece by hers and it got tremendous response. Then we had her on the show for our Now Normal series.
And even got more response.
Blew us away. Mm-hmm. And then we've used that particular piece more than once on the show. Just because it's a personal favorite, right?
I continue to find pieces of hers that just move me.
Yeah. So
let's talk a little bit about her real quick.
Okay.
You're better at this.
You want me to talk about her?
Well, I'll start. But
she's 19 years old. Uh-huh. She's a Boston University student. Beyond that, she is an activist, and she is from the Atlanta area. And she has been using her spoken word poetry to inspire people to action. And she speaks more eloquently than almost anyone I've ever heard in prose.
Yeah, I'm so impressed.
About the experience of being a young black woman in America and what she sees. And this piece that you're about to hear now is no exception to that. Tell us a little bit about this piece, hon.
This is called Race in the Classroom.
Right.
And I think the piece obviously speaks directly to teachers across America. And I think the thing I think I so admire about Valen is her perspective. It is seems to stand in the middle of everything and speaks to a solution as opposed to a cause and effect kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, she is absolutely calling out things as they are.
Mm-hmm.
But she also, you know, like I said, it's inspiring to move forward. So you listen to her words. And they're not so much admonishing or scolding. They are like, this is the way it is. You need to pay attention to that. And this is the way to move forward.
Yeah, I just love it. We've decided that since I was sick, we weren't able to record all the Scott talks through my month-long illness.
And yeah.
I'm better now. Thank you for asking.
Better now.
Everyone out
better
there.
Better now.
We've decided to...
That was Drake.
I know I played it the whole morning on my way to the beach. we've decided, I've decided actually as the producer to feature her when I can.
Yeah.
And if we come across other pieces that move us, we will. But right now, this piece kind of got to me. I have a visceral reaction to everything that I've heard Valen do.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought it to Laura and thought it would be a nice thing to share with you guys on this upcoming Wednesday.
Yes, you did. And as the producer, I really respect that choice, hon.
Thank you, hon. You've allowed me to really find my way through being a producer.
Yeah, I don't know if I allowed you, but you definitely, I mean, this is something that I actually probably wouldn't have thought of, and I'm so happy that it's an addition to our show. So I hope you guys enjoy it as much as we do. I know you will. Let us know what you think. We're always interested in your comments, and as Scott said, you can reach out to Valen as well. You'll see her contact info in the show notes.
Yeah, and if you're as impressed as we are, please revisit her episode. It's in the library. It was from last season. Yeah, please enjoy this.
In a world so full of color, why would I choose to be colorblind? With all the blue in the sky and the green in my eyes and the orange of a monarch butterfly, why would I choose to be colorblind? See, so many teachers have said to me, in an effort to promote inclusivity, I don't see color. An otherwise harmless statement, but when it comes to race, it's not quite the same as you think. What you mean is that you love all of your students equally. All the students you have the capacity to serve, but in actuality, your students are not all treated equally. And they're also different colors. The last thing you want to do when it comes to race is erase the things that make us unique. Erase a piece of what we see staring back at us. It's not about not seeing color. It's not about negating it. It's about celebrating it and raising the voices of Black authors, Black activists, Black leaders, Black heritage, Black existence, but resisting the single narrative, resisting the story that Africa is one big territory with nothing but huts and famine. It's examining our own biases, our own prejudices, and accepting that we are not immune to making mistakes. So make them, then take them as an opportunity to learn, because isn't that what we're here to do? Isn't that the spirit we're fostering? It's exhausting being young and Black in the country we're living in. Your students are exhausted but not giving in when it's been 400 years. You learn to cope. So I hope you take their hands and make an effort to understand and see color. Then read about it. Go to BSU meetings. Be about it, meaning apply what you're learning. Don't rely on the one Black student in your class to carry their entire community on their back. Don't ask them to preach, but allow them to speak their truth if they so choose, and use their name. Even if it's hard to pronounce, announce your allyship. Wave it like a flag across the room. You have the opportunity to make your space a safe one. So take it and name racism when you see it. It's not teasing. It's feeding the beast of white supremacy. So seize the moment to dismantle the hate and educate. It's what you do best. Address the uncomfortable. Lean into what is difficult to talk about, because it all starts with conversations. Hard ones. We must talk about redlining. Talk about healthcare inequalities. Talk about employment disparities. Talk about hair and how all hair types are professional. Racism is not conceptual. It is real and it is perpetual. It is not political, but it is critical that you use your audience to promote tolerance. Talk about it. Read about it and be about it. See color. Then use it to paint a better future for your students.
The Only One in the Room has brand new interviews for you every week. You won't want to miss our full episodes every Tuesday, Scott Talks on Wednesday, and our new Thursday series, The Now Normal. And twice per month, be sure to catch our 30-minute Sunday edition by subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. Join our Only One in the Room Facebook group if you'd like to tell us about your Only One story. all of us at The Only One in the Room wish you safety and wellness.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.